Hey, welcome into the David L. Gray Show, voicing truth and reason. Hey, you want to watch a stand-up comedy bit with me? I saved this in my, my YouTube watch later things. And I said, hey, I want to watch this later. So I thought, hey, I might watch it with you. Why don't we react together with this? Let me know if you think it's funny. Before we get started, make sure you hit that like, that share, that sub, that notification bell, all that good stuff. If you're listening to this on iTunes, please leave me a good review. Shout out to all the patrons and supporters whose names are scrolling below. If you'd like to become a supporter of the show, a couple ways to do it. You can hop over to patreon.com/David L. Gray, or you can become a YouTube member. Two different types of perks. YouTube members get to see about approaching 200 videos that I have just for members only. These are videos that I've been doing since 2010 on here. So you get to see all the stuff that I've said in the past. So that's a YouTube membership. If you want to become a patron, that's a different set of perks. You get lifetime membership to saintdominicsmedia.com, access to our courses and all of our books on digital titles. But let's go ahead. Let's get into the show.
Hovering over the skies of a post-Christian society, we have spotted a man with a donut in one hand and rosary beads in another.
Child, I'm about to whoop Satan's behind.
He is boldly proclaiming truth and reason like no rigid Catholic ever has before. The David L. Gray Show begins now.
De Santo!
Thank you very much. It's good to be here. You guys have kids?
Yeah.
You see, people say the day my child was born was the most beautiful, the most exciting day of my life. These people have clearly never been released from an Iranian prison. Am I right? Seriously. Yeah, slogans, huh? And no, I love kids. I've got two lovely kids and a wife. My wife is Austrian and vegetarian, so it's good to be here. It's good to be anywhere but home. Listen, guys, I feel there's a good vibe in this room. I feel the warmth. I feel safe, so I'm going to say something, and I don't care who hears this. I'm just going to say it, okay? I'm going to say it. Nazis were bad. There you go. I said it. It's out there. I can't take it back, can I? Nazis were bad, and they did horrible things. And one of the worst things they did was getting rid of the so-called unwanted defective people, people who would have been a burden or deemed as a burden on the society, including unborn babies. I will be doing some jokes later. Don't worry about that. So all my life, I've been told that it was wrong, it was bad to get rid of unborn babies because they would have been a burden on the German Reich and its aspirations of world supremacy. But nowadays, we are being told that it's good to get rid of unborn babies because they would be a burden on Karen from accounting. And her aspirations of getting a promotion. You know, I don't get that. If anything, Nazis made a better case. Bear with me on this one. Bear with me. The Nazis would go to this unborn baby, you got to die. But why? I tell you why. Because all German-speaking folk must be reunited in one single ancestral fatherland. That's why. Because the Versailles Treaty was a travesty. You don't know much about the Versailles Treaty, do you? We lost Danzig. Our territorial integrity has been interrupted. There are Germans now living under Poland, under Czechoslovakia. There are Germans living under Mussolini. Well, we kind of like Mussolini, but that's not the point. Das ist nicht der Punkt. We need to make this wrong right, and we cannot sustain the war effort if we were to take care of the likes of you. So you got to die, unless you can become a German soldier who can also speak English, because according to all future World War II movies, the Wehrmacht personnel talked English to each other. Otherwise, you got to die. Now, fast forward to our time, you tell the unborn baby, you got to die. Why? I tell you why. Because your mom needs to continue to do after work drinks and Peloton. Do you know? Do you know how much Peloton subscription costs? Because your mom is a junior events manager with Thompson & Thompson. She wants to become a senior events manager with Thompson & Thompson. What the hell is an events manager anyway? At least the Nazis had a clear, defined goal based on solid geopolitical principles. Our land is flat. We are sandwiched between Russia and France. We need to take them out. Some of you are sitting here thinking, the Nazis did make a lot of sense. This is going seriously better than it did at University of Southampton campus. Where were you when I needed you? Yeah. A lot of women killing their babies for their careers. Can you imagine killing your baby for your career and still be paid 30% less than a man? Can you imagine that? I mean, you can only imagine that because gender pay gap is a myth. It has been debunked time and time again. But can you imagine that? We can only imagine that. Yeah, so in the US, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, and that was a serious blow to casual dating and casual sex. But it was a major victory for babies who want to live. So, you know, glass half full. And it was a major victory for Catholic biology. Do you guys know Catholic biology? I was born in Italy. I went to Catholic school. You know, according to progressive biology, they say my body, my choice, because according to progressive biology, a woman, at some points in her life, she has a second beating heart, an extra pair of kidneys, four extra limbs. But according to Catholic biology, a woman throughout her life has only one brain, one heart, and so forth. So, in other words, if you are a woman and you ever find a second beating heart in your body, it's not your body. And if you're a man and you ever find a second beating heart in your body, it's not your body. Also, you are not a man. So, the U.S., you know, it's a big problem for casual sex, because in these blue states, a lot of single women are angry. They're like, are you telling me that tonight when I go clubbing, I need to find somebody who could potentially step up to the situation and take care of me and the baby if the baby comes up? Are you telling me that tonight when I go clubbing, before I open my legs for this total stranger, I need to first ascertain that he is responsible and kind? Thank you very much, Supreme Court. Thanks for nothing. So in America, Disney Corporation, nobody said this was going to be easy, guys. Disney Corporation is paying travel expenses for its employees so they can travel to blue states and get an abortion. I mean, Disney produces content for children, and now they're subsidizing the killing of children? I mean, it doesn't make sense. You're killing your own future customers. It's like Central London declaring war on Russian oligarchs. It makes no sense.
That's a good point.
So Disney, in a statement, Disney said, we are doing this because we understand women's reproductive rights. What we don't understand is irony. But now, in America, Planned Parenthood, they're coming with mobile abortion clinics. They're using these RV wagons, turning them into mobile abortion clinics, driving close to the borders of the red states, trying to lure pregnant women to these clinics. I mean, that is some serious commitment, isn't it? Right? These people must really, really love killing black babies. Because they're all black. Mostly, you know, every second black baby in America is aborted. Did you know that? I mean, you can try. Wrong laugh. But... Okay. You can try not to laugh, but you cannot not learn. Yeah. I mean, even the Nazis were not like that. They didn't come up with, you know, their iconic Volkswagen camper vans driving close to the Swiss border with their mobile gas chambers trying to tempt the Swiss to give up their Jews. The Nazis had principles. We have the principle. If we conquer the land fair and square, we exterminate. Otherwise, we don't just drive and. They didn't do that. But by the way, what sort of messed up, cynical name is it? Planned Parenthood. Because there's no planning and there's no parenthood. I'm planning to become a parent. Okay, let's start with killing your baby. By the time you leave the clinic, there's no parenthood. It's like I am planning my visit to Australia and I start by shredding my tickets to Australia. Doesn't make sense. But it's all about catchy names and marketing, right? Planned Parenthood sounds catchy. You have something similar concept in this country. You call it equity release. You know, equity release, it's like Americans are more honest about it. They call it reverse mortgage. It's when you sell your house back to the bank so we can go on cruise holidays. It's like, but you call it, who doesn't like equity? Who doesn't like release? Huh? It's a terrible concept. It's like, hey, the bank comes to, hey, have you got a house in Southeast England? Okay, good for you. Do you know your children will never have a house and their only chance of ever getting a house is this house? All right, do you have a dark sense of humor? Yeah, you're a baby boomer. Yeah, your grandfathers fought the war. Your parents rebuilt the country and then you came right in the middle of the economic boom. Hence, boomer, right? Bought your house for £100, went to university for free, retired at the age of 45. Yes, my friend, you deserve a lifetime of cruise ships ahead of you. Equity release. That's what the bank does to you. It's all about marketing. Like credit card debt is such a big problem now in this country. The government is forcing banks to provide customers with money management tools. And when you consult these money management tools, some of them are actually quite horrible. You go on the bank's website, money management tool. Let me see what they, let's check this out. And it says, are you thinking of purchasing something? Have you considered not purchasing it instead? Or maybe purchase it in a smaller quantity or less frequently? Of course, the bank doesn't teach you money management. The bank has an interest to charge you interest. That is literally a conflict of interest. Your thank you. Your bank, please laugh quickly, my set is short. Your bank teaching you money management is like your favorite restaurant teaching you farming. Or like your local abortion clinic teaching you responsibility. Yes, the night has a theme. I've learned that Edinburgh Fringe Festival looks favorably on comedians who have a common theme in the whole throughout the set. Yeah, but that's what the banks do. And of course, in America, you have pro-choice and pro-life, right? So it's all about catchy names. So you go to these guys, hey, you are pro-life, right? What's this all about? Yeah, we are pro-life, so we want the baby to live. So you mean if the mother dies? No, the mother doesn't die. We are pro-life. The father dies? Nobody dies. We are pro-life. Okay? Got it? It seems very reasonable. Thank you. Let me check out these other guys as well. I'll come back to you. But I'm on to you guys. Sorry. So you guys, you are pro-choice. What? Whose choice is this? The mother's choice, of course. What about the baby? The baby doesn't get a choice. And the father? The father doesn't get a choice either. All right. Now, this choice you keep bringing up, what is this really? Oh, I'm glad you asked. The choice is that of chopping the limbs of the baby one by one and then suctioning the whole thing out with a vacuuming device. Oh, my God! I think I'm going with these guys. And I thought the worst thing you can do to your kids is equity release. I wish I could do this in my country of birth, Italy, but Italians are less into killing their babies. And also, we have a bigger problem. In Italy, we don't have stand-up because the weather is nice outside. So I love it here because the British have the best sense of humor, you know. when you think about it, I know Radu was talking about it earlier. It's true. You have the best sense of humor, because if my country also had won both world wars and was still smaller and poorer than Germany, I would want to have a bloody good laugh about it as well. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight here we made history. You've just seen the world's only pro-life stand-up act, which means you have just seen the world's funniest pro-life stand-up act. So if nothing else works out for you in your lives, nobody can take this from you tonight. It's so easy to be on top of your field as a right-wing comedian when the field is very much a desert, right? People say you are so brave. I'm just lazy. You've been a wonderful audience. I have been the funniest Italian-Iranian comic you've ever seen. Thank you very much. Take care.
Let me know what you thought about it in the comments below. But until then, until next time, blessings and shalom to you and to yours.